Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
only we matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in. Times were so different, and it was the park where you got to meet your friends. Like, y'all met up at the park and you played tag and you played whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my experience of family and rootedness, like, is quite different from some couples. One example I have is a couple that I married a little while ago. Both of their families were in Vegreville. Now, post-marriage, they're just, you know, only a year or two in here to marriage. And her parents moved to Vancouver Island, and his parents moved to Nova Scotia. It's like the polar opposite end. So for them now, starting their marriage, I don't know when they're going to have kids, probably a little ways down the road, but when they start having kids as well, where's the anchor, right? Where are they rooted, and how do they stay connected? And that I think is the conundrum of my generation, and maybe a little younger here, these guys getting married, of, man, where are my roots? Where do I belong? It's pretty profound, especially then with this, a lingering generation that I'm known to be a part of, where we stay at home a lot longer. But then when we go away and we really go.
Yeah. Right?
And so there's like,
yeah,
we linger and then we go. And I, you know, you wonder why in that moment, but, it's a very different experience.
Your home. And then, like, I remember my parents would take vacations and we would stay home. And I'm like, how is that a vacation?
Yeah, staycation.
Like, we don't do that. No. Yeah, a staycation, right? We don't do that.
No.
Both my husband and I are like, yeah, we're out of here because we need to rest. Because, again, we live busy lives.
So connected in so many
right?
ways.
Yeah.
Like, you want to leave the country so that you can actually turn off your phone and not be connected with anybody for a little while.
You know, that's so funny because we actually do. One of our favorite spots is definitely southeast. Mm-hmm. And in order to get there, I mean, you fly. But when you're there, you have to pay for internet daily.
Right, yeah.
If you want internet.
So you weren't talking about Canmore.
And I'm like, yeah, that's...
Southeast, other side. You were talking about like Medicine Hat or something. That's what I thought you were thinking about.
Yeah, that's really, almost.
Lethbridge, yeah, that's where you have to pay for internet. Okay, I'm on track now.
Dare I say Ontario?
We won't talk about that place.
No. So, I mean, because we want to go and unplug. And literally we can say, we got no internet, because we don't, unless we pay for it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll turn it on once. I'll buy it for one day so that I can make sure I'm not missing anything or there's no emergencies.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, no way, man. Mm. Like, I need to rest.
When it comes to present and future, I found that guy's shirt that you said hilarious. I can't get that out of my head. A dude walking down the street with that shirt on. And I think a big thing to do with whether you live in the present or the future depends on how you view success. How you view success, whether you're it's the big house, it's the American dream, it's the financial security for you and your family, or is success more purpose-based? I'm living into who I am, so that's my purpose. That would be living in present. That's success for some people. And I'm sure there's other ways to think about it, but like future, present, success is a big driving factor of where you live.
Oh yeah. So then what is success, and what is the biggest complement of success? So I'll tell you, like, what's behind that statement is, you know, I just reached out to a friend and I haven't seen her for a long time. And so I reached out to her and I just said, hey, I want to tell you, I'm thinking of you today. I just think you're really successful, but not just in business. This is how I think you're successful. You are this, 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 and this. And the response I got actually was so encouraging to me, because she's like, that is the sweetest, kindest words I've heard in a very long time. Wow. And I was like, well, what does success mean? Like, to me, the, you know, most people out there are thinking, well, success is you've got X amount of dollars in your bank account. But to me, that's helpful. But that doesn't mean I'm successful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think about when we get a compliment or when we receive a compliment, like, what would be like a great compliment for you? Like, what would mean that you have achieved some kind of success?
One of those actually came for me last week, and it was pretty, it felt like it came out of left field. I was with a bunch of other pastors, other youth pastors, but the worship guy who was there for the week at the very last meal, we were about to leave, but we had sandwiches before we left, kind of thing. And we were just the only one sitting at the table. So he turns to me and he looks at me and says, no, I'm not even connected with this guy. Like, I've talked with him a few conversations, but he just looked at me and said, I just want to tell you that, he's like, I love humor. And he said, I love funny things. And he's actually a really, really funny guy. But he said, your humor is so inclusive. And he's actually like, your body language, the way you talk with people is just so inclusive. You include anyone who's around you. And that like struck me. Like, he went on for like another minute of me being that type of person. And it struck me as like, I really try to be that, right? Like, I really want to be someone who people can come to. I want to be approachable. I want to be inclusive and draw people in from the fringes. It's that's who I've made to be. And that was like a really intense compliment. I mean, then I said to him, I was like, so you're like, you've been just watching me all week, hey, like having conversations.
Okay, that's
with
creepy.
People. But no, I small group. There was only 30 some of us there, so pretty easy. But
okay.
But that was a good compliment.
Not creepy
for me
at all.
That's success for me. That was success for me, that he would say that be inclusive.
Wow. Well, I think that's like, that's such a great compliment, to be inclusive, because this world that we're living in right now, my generation isn't inclusive. They're already set with their friends. They've got their group of friends. They've been together since their kids were younger. Not really looking to bring anybody new into it. I don't know. I don't know if that is your generation, or let's all just love everybody. Boy, oh boy, it makes me feel like I'm back in like the hippie era. You know, I mean, like, is that something that is part of your generation?
Yeah,
the millennials, do they?
I think my generation is still trying to figure this one out. I don't know if they know yet if they want to be inclusive or not. I think one of the tells in this, though, has been a little more of our generation's feel on refugees maybe in the past couple of years, and how we've really cared actually about people coming into our country and wanting them to be inclusive and safe. Of course, you're always going to run into racism and prejudice against people from other countries who don't look like us and eat like us and all whatever. But I think there's been a bit of an openness of, yeah, like, bring the world here. We want to get to know who they are, versus, you know, let's close our doors and not let them in.
Interesting. Yeah. So that would be successful then.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. That inclusive. And I mean, yeah, it's that self versus building each other up, aspect of success is for the whole. And I think my generation's pretty attracted to that versus just the self. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.